You're recording. Yeah, but we're under construction. Okay. And that's appropriate in construction because this parasha is Parsha Pekudei, is the end of the instruction of the Mishkan. We've been doing this for a month now, a little more than that. Trimitzava, Kikisa, Vayakal, Pekudei. We finally finished the Mishkan. In the summary pasuk, I'm sorry?
We're going to see who that is. Who is that?
We'll scroll there. And the work of the Mishkan, Omoed, was finished. Vayasu b'nei Israel, and b'nei Israel did, k'chol asher tzivah Hashem at Moshe, everything that God had commanded Moshe, ken asu, so they did. And you know me well enough to know exactly why this pasuk bothers me.
Well, doesn't it say after every little thing? After every little bit, it says that's what they did, Kasher Tzivah Hashem, Kasher. And now this is like the summary, kind of.
Right. So that was right. And we dealt with that redundancy last time. But no, my problem here is it's by Yasu B'nei Israel. B'nei Israel did. Ken Asu, that is what they did. That's the redundant. What's the Ken Asu mean? Right. B'nei Israel did everything that they did, and they made it so. That, of course, is the Star Trek meme. You're not familiar with Star Trek. That's Captain Jean-Luc Picard, who always says, make it so.
I know enough that if I saw the picture, I would know that it was Star Trek, and that's it.
The make it so thing. Like, why did the Tardis tell me they did everything and they made it so? That's the question. What does that puzzle mean? By Asu b'nei Israel, Choshe Tirashem Moshe, Ken Asu. That's what they did.
Right.
My finger doesn't really do that.
Are you doing that? The little finger.
It's like
there.
An arthritis thing with the.
Okay, I will admit that you're probably overanalyzing the picture. That's not what we're going to talk. We're not going to talk about Star Trek. We just will acknowledge that that was a thing that he used to say on the show. But this is clearly important because when Moshe looks at the next paragraph, doesn't it repeat? Where can I go? That the Torah repeats that redundant Ken Asu. It's got this redundancy, which bothers me even more. So they did everything. Then by the view of the Mishkan Moshe at the OL, that is called Elav, Krasav, Krasav, Brichav, Amadav, Baranav, and it's got another 20 psukim of listing. They brought the Mishkan, the OL, the Mizbeach, the Aron, the Shulchan, all that to Moshe. We talked about the redundant list last time. And then, everything that Hashem commanded Moshe, that's what they did. And Moshe saw all the work, and look, lo, behold, they had done it. As Hashem commanded, same thing. And Moshe gives them bracha. What's that? Kenasu. So the Ramban says straight out, it's just an idiom of language, okay? Now, don't make a big deal about it. Because it quotes a couple of places where it happens, where it shows the same thing. For instance, by Noah, he builds the teva. It says, Vayat Noah, Chachol Hashet Tivash Oto Elkim, Ken Asa. Same kind of language. He did it as the man commanded, so it was done. Ramban on that says, Shasa teva, Basaf Machal, he built the teva. That's what he did, and he gathered together all the food. The Derech HaKatuv Lomar, it's just the way the language works. Say Bayas and then Kenasa. Did it, so it was done. So the Be'er Kilo, he peeled the Var Mikol Hashit Guba, and the expression there emphasizes that they didn't leave anything out. They had to build this complicated ark with all these instructions. He did it exactly, didn't leave anything out. That's what Kenasa means in that idiom. Similarly, by Pesach, which is coming faster than I can imagine, the Korban Pesach by Yahu by Yasu ben Israel, and Ben Israel went and they did. Kasher Tivah Hashem Moshe, as Hashem commanded Moshe, Laron, Kenasu, that's what they did. Same language, Asa Kenasu. Ramban explained that again. Shetuva Se Moshe, Lahu Asa, Basu Pesach Barbaim, they got the sheep, they made the Korban Pesach. Vederach HaKatu, Vifov Lomar, Kenasu. that. And when the pasuk generally does that, it says kenasu after that they assume Israel kenasu. It's redundant there. The Be'er Shalom Pilo Davar. They didn't leave anything out. Mikolah Shel Tavu, everything that was commanded. Moshe Perash Noach. The way I explained it back in Noach. That's Rambam. V'chein Bayar Moshe Kol Malchav V'nei Aso Tuk Hashet Tiv Hashem Kenasu. And so too Rambam explains our pasuk. It's an idiom. That means that they didn't leave anything out. But your point is that they don't, why say that at all then? Because we just had all these lists that went through in excruciating detail right. Saying exactly what they did. We know they didn't leave it out because they told through everything, you know, they repeated it. The other ones, they had the commandment and then just a statement. They did everything, can't assume they didn't leave anything out. We already know that.
Right, we have a whole Megillah in between.
Right, so why emphasize that? What is can't assume? So I'm not gonna go with that explanation. The Sforna takes the opposite approach. Rabban says, can't assume means they didn't leave anything out. Sforna says, parts of the pasuk a little bit differently. As being batachako without mishkan ol moed, that the work was complete. By Yasu ben Israel, comma, ben Israel did it. And kechol eshet tivat Moshe kenasu, everything that Hashem commanded, Moshe, that's what they did. Meaning what? Let's look at the words of the Sforno. Batachal by Yasu ben Israel. Kulak kula al shlim utat nasta al yidei kol Israel. First off, he's pointing out that the work was done by all ben Israel of the community. Some of them donated money and material, some of them did the actual work. That's what they did. And then Kenasu, no less, but no more. That's the key statement. Rambam emphasizes, says Kenasu means they didn't leave anything out. Sforno reads it to emphasize they didn't do any extra. Kenasu was all they did, just what they commanded, nothing more.
Which is interesting because here, though, I thought they weren't specifically commanded. It was sort of like, bring whatever you can. It wasn't like the teva where it was like, we need exactly this and exactly that. Like the dimensions of the mission, like
okay,
those.
But the details of building were commanded. You know, what you right. did with that was commanded. They gave, they were generous in terms, you know, people could give what they wanted until Moshe said, okay, we have enough, stop.
So then why is that a bad thing then? Like lo pachot lo yoter, like they shouldn't have done more. They shouldn't have like built an extra wing or like a simcha hall in it. Like, were they supposed to? Would that have been a good thing?
No, that's his point, that it would not have been a good thing. That you do something like this, you guys do according to instructions, otherwise you end up with an egel, right. That's what an egel is, building an extra simcha hall on the back of there, right. So don't. God commanded this, that's all.
So it's
Karner
a good
and,
thing.
So they did it right. Kenasu, but then the Kenasu, it should be asu. That's what they did. What does the Kenasu mean? So they did. We're going to try to look at other ways of understanding that Kenasu. Let me start with Rashi. Rashi's only comment on this pasuk is really weird. It doesn't help, right? But he said, the pasuk says by asu ben Israel. Rashi adds et hamalacha. Etc. Right? He adds the word et hamlacha, the work. Which is obvious, that's obviously what they did, right? What do you think they were doing? So Maral Gurarye explaining that says, I assume it's hamlacha. Rashi is explaining that what they did was the malacha. Because it says before this, Techel ko avodat hamishkan. Because it already says, and the work of the Mishkan was finished. Tachar katav by Yasu ben Yisrael kol asher tivah Moshe, that ben Yisrael did what Hashem commanded Moshe. Mashma, and I would have understood from that, if Yasu milta achriti, that this is something more, that they built the Mishkan, and then they did more stuff God commanded. Achar shasu v'kalu milachat haMishkan, after they finished the work of the Mishkan, asher tivah Hashem. After they've done the work, there was something else there that we haven't mentioned before, and the opposite reading of the Sforno and Zeli Takan, and that's not right. So that's what the Maral is saying. That's what Rashi is telling us, that the work was finished, and Bnei Israel had done that work, not a different set of commandments.
like emphasizing that it wasn't that they did something extra. It was the same thing that we referred to in the first half, and that's what they were doing.
Right.
They weren't doing anything else.
Right. That's what he wants to say. Okay. Yeah. The object of Vayasu Bnei Yisrael was the Melacha, the Avodat El Moed. So similar to Sforna. That's the way the Maharal understands Rashi. And I am very afraid to disagree with Maharal. But that doesn't seem what Rashi's saying. Mostly because the work of building, it's Fatecha Kol Avodat HaMishkan. So if Rashi's telling us that's what Vayasu, that's what they did, he should add the Avodah HaMishkan, not the Melacha. Those are different words. Why is Rashi, right? I mean, if Rashi had said, by Subhanei Yisrael, at Havodah, that makes sense. But yeah, it's Melacha. And we left with, still have this redundant Kenasu in there, which doesn't, it still doesn't necessary, if the whole point of Ayasu is they didn't add anything extra. So the Maskila David, which is David Pardo, the 19th century, telling commentator on Rashi, there are lots of commentators on Rashi, this is one of the major ones, explains the Rashi, right? By Asu, Ben Yisrael, and Rashi, and Et HaMelacha. Says, because that Avodat Mishkan O Moed, the work that they had finished, is actually in two parts. Sforno emphasizes that. Both the Tikkun, Rabbeinu, that what Rashi is trying to explain, trying to fix the pasuk. But Masha Asif Tevot Et HaMelacha, what Rashi is doing by adding these words, Et HaMelacha, they did the malacha. Behainu, the dua de malacha kolel shnei anyanim. Because the word malacha means two different things in Tanakh. We use it to mean work, but the obvious point is that in Tanakh it has two different meanings. Work and assets, the things that you own. For instance, Yaakov, when he's talking to Esav, He comes back to Esav, and Esav says, why don't you come with me back to Seir? And Yaakov says, no, I'm not going to go with you. I have to go l'regel hamalacha shariki. I have to go as slow as my malacha, all my sheep and cows and chickens and all that. There goes, that's regel hamalacha. And last week's parsha talked about how they did everything. It says, v'hamalacha hayta dayam, v'chol hamalacha l'asarata, v'oter. The malacha was enough to do the malacha.
Oh,
clearly those are two different.
Oh.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. That's clearly using it in two clearly different senses. And Rashi says explicitly, right? Melechat ha'ava'ah, the melacha that was brought, haitadayam shel osei mishkan, was enough so that the workers of the mishkan, l'chol melacha shel mishkan, to do all the work, the melacha, the craft of the mishkan. So melacha has these two different meanings. So that's the starting route with that. So Maskil David starts with that. Because malacha, the two word malacha has two means, malacha tava'a, the malacha that it was brought. And that pasuk about malacha being what brought in is why carrying on Shabbos is a malacha. Pasuk says that Moshe said, you know, don't do any more malacha for the Mishkan, and then they stopped bringing stuff. Obviously, bringing stuff is a malacha. So one of the melachot of Shabbat, from that word, is carrying. But melachat hava'ah, melachat hasiyah. Melachat, I guess. So, you know, the work that was brought and the work of actually crafted. Both of those use the word melachah. They melachat hava'ah, shevel chol nefesh Yisrael, and bringing was equal for everybody brought something. Hasiyah eda ela chachmei lev, osim melachat hakodesh. And the doing was only for the craftsmen who knew what they were doing. So when it says Vayasu Bnei Yisrael Et HaMelacha, first part is Vayasu Bnei Yisrael, and Rashi Et HaMelacha Klomer Hava. That's right. He's saying that Rashi is talking about the bringing. That Melacha. Everyone brought something. Kol Hashem Tiva Hashem, everything that Hashem commanded. Ken Asu, and then Ken Asu, so they did, is talking about the Melacha of making it. They did both things just as it was commanded, Lavi Omnim, to include the craftsmen, Nachachamim, Lomar, to say, Shagam, Hem Omnim, Hachamim, Kenasu, they also did Melechat Asiyah, Kol HaShetiva, that was also done just as God commanded. Two halves. That. But I don't think that's quite adequate. Yes, there are these two parts, but then why should Rashi explain the pasuk with this word that's ambiguous? He doesn't say that B'nai Yisrael, the first part is Melechet Havaa. He just says, Et HaMelacha. If he just meant the one kind of Melacha, then he should say so. We're still looking at this. What's B'nai Yisrael Kenasu? So the Or HaChaim addresses that Kenasu. And proposes that Cain, the Canasu, so they did, refers to something different. That's opposite of the Sparta. The Israel did the Melachah of Mishkan and Canasu. They did some kind of Cain. They did Cain, they made Cain, they raised Cain. I want to use that pun somewhere in there, but I'm not sure where to put it. But the Israel raised Cain. This is the Orachayim. So why does it say asu, which is the past perfect? They had done. And it wasn't enough to say Ben Israel asu vayasu, they did it. Ulai. He's saying maybe. He ha'la alehem ha'katuv shekimu komasi tzivat Hashem et Moshe batorah. That they did everything in the Mishkan, Kenasu, and they did all the other. We've got other 613 mitzvot to do as well. And they did that too. This was the start of something wonderful. That was something would continue on after the Mishkan was completed. And it's possible that Rashi means that as well. Something like that. That was the Melacha, which refers to both the donations and the craftsmanship. They did that, and Cain has to do with something more. They had done Cain. So, and that's really the way the Alshik reads it. There was something more than that. He starts with a different question. Alshik is bothered by the pasuk that starts with Techel Kol Avodat Mishkan Ol Moed, that the work was finished by Yasu Bnei Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael did it. The order is backwards. They did everything and it was finished. That's hard to understand. How about Le Lomar? It should have said, Vayasu B'nei Yisrael Rishonah. It should have said, B'nei Yisrael did all the work. V'char kach Omer Vatechel, then after would say that it was completed. Ach Yomar. So he would say, Kigam Shekharish Baruch Hu Masayet Osei HaMitzvot. You have to realize that Hashem helps people who want to do mitzvot. But there's more, Hashem gives you the ability to do those mitzvot. And even when that happens, Malach Kadosh Baruch Hu ala osikba, Hashem considers it as though ki'ilu huas akulo, gives you credit for doing it. Yes, God gives us the money, but you get stuck in, that's your mitzvah. Vinei ba'avodat ha-mishkan, specifically with the mishkan, lo hayo b'nei Yisrael b'kiyim b'mlacha. That b'nei Yisrael were a bunch of ex-slaves. There's no way they would have been able to build, work in gold and silver and copper and build all these things. But effectively, God allowed it to happen. It's like as though it happened by itself. Hashem gave them the inspiration so they could do it. This would mean that it was completed, right? B'nai Yisrael is standing back and wait and looking at it after it's done and saying, whoa, that. There's no way we could have done that. Ever have a project where it actually comes together? And that clearly Hashem did this for us. There's no way we could have pulled this up. Hilu kol tamela. It happened by itself. It was all with the help of God. Still, Hashem says no. By Yasu ben Yisrael. You guys did this. You get full credit. You did the effort. Hilu Yisrael asakol. By Yasu ben Yisrael kichol. That means kichol implies like Hashem commanded. They did what they could. As though they did it, but really Hashem was guiding their hands the whole time. God was doing everything. Still, and lo, behold, everything was done just right. He's pointing to the other way. It's kichol asher tiva, lo mamash asher tiva. That it was done similar to the way God commanded, not exactly, because they could have done it. You're muted.
Is that like his question? Like, why is it Kichel and not Vayasu?
What's his answer to why? He said, A, why it says Vatechel was done, and why it says Vayasu B'nai Israel afterwards that they did everything Kichel, meaning to the best of their ability. We're not perfect. We're never going to do everything perfectly, but Hashem granted that ability to get it done. And it was completed. That was right. And that they actually pulled it out.
But this is his answer for why it says they finished it and then says they did the work, where you'd expect it to be the other way, right?
Right. That's his answer. In other words, they're sort of looking at it completed. And Hashem, as they were telling him, you did
right.
this. They're looking at it was done, and so you did this. The Ken Asu emphasized the end is that that's what was meant to happen. Ain means that it was made so. They made it, and they could. They take pride in that, right? They're these ex-slaves trying to put this a place for the Shekhinah together. When they were done, they actually did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pasuk. That's the way you would read the pasuk. The work of the tabernacle was completed. When the people did it as much of what Hashem commanded as they could. Like that, what happened? They had made it so. It was the past perfect. They had done it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the emphasis on the word Cain there. Look at that. What they had done was what the Mishkan was, recapitulation this hour of creation itself. And we've all, said with the Rabbi Foreman's video for this past week about Shabbat, and that the Hashem creates the world to create a space for human beings. We create the Mishkan to create a space for God. And the Mishkan and creation are very parallel. In fact, that's the wording there when it says, but Techel Kol Vodat Mishkan Reidut.
It's like Vayechulu.
Yeah. Vayechulu, that's source of key. That's exactly the same. They're very parallel phrases. Al-Turim emphasizes that, Yit Lomar, you can say, Ki Atak Kala Melechet Kol Ha'olav. With the completion of the Mishkan, the purpose of the universe of creation was completed. That's what creation was there for, that human beings should now be able to create a place for God. When Hashem finished his creation, Vayechulu, and they were created, Shemayim Baraz Kol Ta'am, and Vayechal Elokim, God finished, same Techel, it doesn't appear anywhere else in the Torah. Elokim Be'am Ashvi'i Be'am Melachto, right, there's the Melacha. What Hashem clearly was Melacha.
Asher Asah, it has all the elements, Vayechal, Melacha.
Right, absolutely, and then.
Perfect for Rabbi Friedman,
right? Vayabarach Elkim parallels to after Moshe looks at it. Remember, we started that. He sees everything they did. The same book at the end.
Great.
Okay, and
that's so Rabbi Foreman with the parallel words. No other place does it appear.
And this is very much Rabbi Foreman. I'll tell you something, Rabbi Foreman. Got it from this is Midrash Rabbah, okay? We're going to Midrash Rabbah. It goes through the whole thing.
Also, it says over here, too, like, Kivo Shoah Mikol Avto Asher Barim La'aso. Like, it's the same idea, too. Like, it sounds weird. Like, he did all the things he was supposed to do. It's like the same.
So there, it's not the Kain Asa. It's La'aso means to continue to make.
Right.
The Malacha of the universe was created La'aso in order to continue to make. To create. So that's a shear for Bereshit.
Okay.
The Medrash quoting Rabbi Foreman at the Mishkan Shushakul Kineget Ha'olam, right? The Mishkan parallel to creation, and it's long parallel there. We've talked about some of that before, and it ends with this long Medrash Vayechul Hashemayim Mishkan Vatechel Kol V'Lam Mishkan Briyat Ha'olam Ketiv Vayevarech Elokim U'Mishkan Vayevarech Otam by Moshe. Lots of parallels in world words back and forth. There are seven by Daber Hashem in the instructions for the Mishkan corresponding to the 7 days of creation. We talked about that. So I think maybe that's what Rashi means by Asu Ben Israel et HaMalacha. Ben Israel had done the Malacha. Not so much that they had done the Malacha of building the Mishkan. They followed instructions. But they're the malacha of creation. That, right? Hashem creates the space for man. They create space for Hashem. And that's what Moshe sees when he blesses them. Ayar Moshe kol malacha. He sees this malacha. Vinei asu otak hashet v'Hashem kein asu. Did it. Pull it off. By bracha to Moshe, it blesses them. And what was that bracha? We have in Sefer Tehillim. Tehillim Moshe Yishol Kim, right? Rashi says, Vayibarach Lotem Moshe. What was the bracha? Amar Lahem. He said to them, Yiratzot Shetishre Shechinim Masi Yedechem. Please, God, the Shechina should dwell over your work, your hands. As we see in the Tefillah of Moshe Yishol Kim, we say that. It ends with, Hinom Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. May the pleasantness of God be upon us. Masei Yadeinu Konenu Aleinu. May the work of our hands be established. Work of our hands be, may God establish. And nobody, I haven't seen it. Somebody's got to point out that Konina Aleinu is the root of Cana.
Ah, nice.
Cana means, right? Moshe is saying, Maseda Konina, establish it. Cana Asu doesn't just mean they did it, but they established it. It was real, it was permanent. That's another one of those parallels, very foreman like. That's what happens over and over in creation. It was itself. Right, to say nefesh chaya vayichen over and over again. Every step of the way, it emphasizes after it's done vayichen, and it was Cain. Right, Ramban points out lama hosif vayichen. What does the word vayichen mean? That's not redundant. It says, tamid it was permanent. It lasted. That's what Cain Asu means. They had done something that would last. They made it Cain, something at par with creation of the world.
But it didn't.
Moshe sees this.
It didn't last.
You're right.
And I mean,
you got to go
Kia,
400 years. And yeah, there's a lesson there that no matter how perfect it is, it needed to be maintained.
Okay.
The mitzvot is there. You're right. It has potential, right? If everything gone perfect, they bring the Mishkan into Eretz Yisrael, and they basically turn it into the permanent Mikdash, and that will last forever. Yimot Mashiach, Akrid Amim, and everything's perfect from then on. The fact it's not a behold is why that's why we learn Nach.
Hmm.
We've done it right. Nach would have ended with Sefer Yoshua.
Just started to pour.
Okay. Oh. Very nice.
Anyway, it was 5 minutes ago. It was bright sunshine. Now, suddenly, this thing swept in. We're driving. We're going. You know Kochav Yair, Davida?
No. I know Kochav Yaakov, but that's not the same place. Where is that?
Anyway, it's about 15 minutes from Kfar Saba East, right on the Green Line. Ehud Barak lived there, made it famous. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Okay, so we're here, right. So Moshe sees this, Bayar Moshe Kol Macha sees this, and behold, Hinei, Asu Otak Asher Tiva Hashem, Kein Asu. They did it. And it was Cain. It was done right. This was the purpose of the Mishkan, Kala Melechet Ha'olam, and that's the bracha of Maasei Yadeinu Kana Aleinu, past tense. Hashem has made our creation Cain, and has given us granted us that ability to say, okay, here, Kana Aleinu, it is Cain, it is so, it is permanent. So to in the future, the bracha is Maasei Yadeinu Kananeu. In the future, everything we do should have that same purpose and permanence. So what we should do should have some sense of Vayasu Kain, it should be there, to be made so.
Thank you.
That's it. And thank you for joining me.
So wait, Vayasu Kain, it's not.